The Blue Water Chamber of Commerce hosts a variety of networking events, connecting their members with leads, referrals, and people they can do business with. See what's happening at the Chamber and how they can help your business grow at bluewaterchamber.com.
All right, 8:40 on this Wednesday morning. In some ways, this has been years in the making, but it really gets underway later this week, Friday to be exact, when the Michigan Department of Transportation kicks off part one of the Blue Water Bridge Plaza expansion. Joining us right now, the project manager, Carrie Warren. Carrie, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
Doing well, thanks. I see the orange barrels already out there along Pine Grove Avenue, so it's getting real. Tell us what's going to happen.
Well, we are going to be mobilizing tomorrow to start installing the traffic control, lane closures, and then actual activity will be happening Friday into Saturday as far as construction. Now, the areas of concern are the intersection of Pine Grove and 10th Avenue, and also the Pine Grove connector, or the ramp from I-94 to Pine Grove, will be maintained for a significant period of time. But in the meantime, there will be construction activity to the south of there as we're constructing the new ramp that will ultimately replace the existing one. There's also going to be a little bit of work out on the I-94 eastbound freeway near our Blue Water Bridge maintenance facility to try and line up those lanes a little bit better and lessen the issues that people have deciding whether they're going to go to Canada or stay in the United States. So lots of activity. The Pine Grove work will be maintaining one lane of traffic in each direction. We will have signed detours, and we really encourage people to either take advantage of those signed detours or find their own preferred way around the work. It'll probably save them a lot of time.
Absolutely. What will the detour be? What's the proposed alternate route?
Stone Street, you know, just basically around to the perimeter of the project. DTE, who had been doing a lot of work in the area in recent years, has for the most part finished with their work that'll impact the roads. So we'll work really closely with the city. And if they happen to have something come up that has impact, then we'll adjust those as necessary and try and really help people get around as efficiently as possible and keep our workers in our work zone as safe as we can also.
What will this mean for people coming into Port Huron off of the expressway?
You know, Paul, I wish I knew the answer to that question. We're all kind of anxiously awaiting to see what the impacts may be. The overall scenario is that currently our commercial truck traffic has increased substantially from this time last year. And local people may have noticed that intermittently we need to close our local access ramp to the plaza from Pine Grove. And the reason for that, when it happens, is because traffic is backed up on the freeway and people who know the lay of the land then choose to exit the freeway and kind of try and take a shortcut and cut the line. And it causes terrible chaos on Pine Grove. And of course, with this construction coming into play, we will have even less capacity to handle that sort of thing. So we're keeping very close eyes on it, and we're going to work with the Port Huron Police Department and the emergency responders, you know, all the relevant people to make sure that we handle things again as safely and efficiently as possible.
You mentioned, Carrie, the backup of commercial traffic. And yeah, for the last several months, we have taken note of that. It has caused a lot of congestion there. Will this Bridge Plaza reconstruction and expansion, will that alleviate some of those backups?
Absolutely. Having our opportunity to have a new, more efficient tolling operation relocated to the west of the plaza will make a big difference. Having the local access to the plaza moved over to the west side and the duty-free store moved to the interior of the plaza will disincentivize people who try and make that exit and use a shortcut. The shortcut will simply no longer be available. And our operations interior to the plaza will be much safer and much more efficient for not only our tolling operation, but for the U.S. Customs and Border Protection as well.
How long is this construction?
We've done copious traffic studies on the operation of the plaza, and we're very confident that things, you know, barring any unforeseen issues, you know, we have never control over what Canadian Customs might be doing or how they're processing. But this is really something to look forward to. I'm just delighted that we are where we are today.
It's been a long time coming. Yeah, absolutely. We're talking with Carrie Warren. She's the project manager from MDOT for the Blue Water Bridge Plaza expansion, which gets underway this Friday. How long is this first phase of construction that's going to impact traffic along Pine Grove and 10th? How long is this going to be taking place?
The intent of the contractor at this point is to finish all of the work with the possible exception of the noise wall on the west side of the plaza adjacent to the business loop by November of this year. Now, I don't yet have the detailed schedule. When I do, I will update the project website so that people have the opportunity to see a little bit more detail about when the traffic impacts will be. We're just kind of getting started in a hurry here. And that project website, for those who don't already have it, is www.michigan.gov/BWBplaza. Tons of information there. So this construction season. And the great news is, if we can make it through this year, I'll be a little bit patient. The remaining plaza expansion work will never require these massive impacts to local traffic. We'll be doing our work on MDOT property interior to the plaza with maybe the occasional lane closure for driveway connections or something like that. So we just need to make it through this year, and then things should be a lot better for everyone.
Carrie, you mentioned one of the goals of this project is to alleviate that problem of people accidentally getting in the lane to get on the bridge to Canada. That has, even though it's been configured like this for years, it's still a problem for a lot of drivers, isn't it?
It is. And, we aren't really sure why, other than some people use still standalone GPS units, and if they haven't updated them in, like you said, many years, they may be misdirected because of that. Because, of course, in the past, the lane to Port Huron took off to the other side. But we really aren't sure, but we're going to just over a short distance of about a half a mile, realign the lanes to some extent, add some different signing, and just see what we can do to make it a little bit more intuitive and help the motorists out. I expect the feel after we're done with this will be more like the plaza is the exit and the mainline freeway to Pine Grove is where you would stay. It seems more intuitive to stay on the main freeway to stay in your own country, so to speak. So we hope this will help. We were glad to have the opportunity to do something a little bit different.
Well, it is an exciting project, a long time coming, but it gets real later this week, Friday to be exact. And in fact, you mentioned tomorrow some of the work will, the preliminary work begins, and then Friday the project in earnest, right?
Yep. Friday is when the traffic control is going to start to go up, but the contractor is already out here and very active, staking locations and getting the preliminary work done that doesn't impact traffic. And last thing I'd like to say, Paul, if I may, we have a very open and transparent communication policy on our team. If there's someone who sees something that they don't understand, they have an issue with it, they feel like there's a problem with access, whatever it may be, my contact information is on that project website that I mentioned. Please call me.
All right.
And we will work towards resolution of whatever the situation may be, or provide an explanation, whatever is needed.
All right. Yep. Well, we'll get through it this year. It's going to be rough, but we're going to get through it, and it's going to be much better on the other side. Carrie, always appreciate your time and your explanation. Thanks so much. We look forward to talking again.
Thank you, Paul, and we very much appreciate you giving us an opportunity to bring some visibility to our project.
All right.
Have a great day.
Thank you too. Bye-bye.